brief at Press TV, Israel plans to launch a new construction project on Palestinian land in Jerusalem al-Quds in the occupied West Bank. According to local media reports, Israel has approved a massive building project on a historical Muslim cemetery. Israeli media suggested 192 settler units will be built there. Foreign ministers of Iran and the P5+1 group of countries are scheduled to hold a final plenary session ahead of an announcement that's expected in just a few hours. Deputies and experts from the sextet are now meeting for their internal coordination. The U.S. recent nuclear weapons test in Nevada has angered Russia. Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov has slammed the exercise as, quote, openly provocative and irresponsible. The U.S. military tested an upgraded 6112 nuclear bomb on the 1st of July using an F-15E fighter. Saudi jets have conducted two airstrikes on Yemen's Ma'arib province. They also pounded multiple positions in Sada and Aden provinces. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. In retaliation, Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units targeted several areas deep inside the Saudi kingdom. Greece has once again missed another debt payment deadline to the International Monetary Fund. Greece's arrears to the IMF now amount to about 2 billion euros after missing an earlier 1.5 billion euro payment on June the 30th. It can, despite a new agreement between Athens and its creditors on a new bailout program. A new report by the UN says nearly 15,000 civilians have been killed in violence in Iraq during a 16-month period. According to the report, 30,000 Iraqis have been wounded during the period that ended on April the 30th. The UN has blamed ISIL terrorists for most of the bloodshed. And riots in the Irish city of Belfast have erupted after a main Protestant mob was blocked from marching past the Catholic district of Ardenne. Ardenne is a power base of the outlawed Irish Republican Army. At least 10 police officers were injured during clashes. A couple of massive bushfires triggered by lightning strikes have spread in the U.S. state of Florida. The fires were sparked on Friday near the city of Miami. Hundreds of acres of farmlands and forests were burned by the flames. Floridian officials say they managed to put out most of the blaze.